Here's Pastor Rick Warren.
When we're going through pain or suffering or sorrow or sadness or loss, the problem is our natural reaction to pain is to withdraw from others. And we want to build a wall around ourselves. We want to build a shell. We want to put up barriers. We want to keep people at a distance. We don't want anybody close to us when we're in deep, deep pain. And God says, no, 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 no. That's the exact opposite of what you need to do.
This is Pastor Rick's Daily Hope. Today we continue with a brand new series called How God Turns Setbacks into Comebacks. We're so glad that you've joined us for this encouraging series. And if you have a friend in mind who needs these teachings, be sure to invite them with a text or phone call right now to listen along with you. In just a few moments, we're going to tell you about a study resource that will show you how God can help you get back up and dust yourself off, even after a major setback in life. It's called the Re-Energize Your Life Guided Experience book, and you can take a sneak peek right now by going to PastorRick.com or by texting the word DAILY to 99000. That's PastorRick.com. or the word DAILY to 99000. Right now, here's Pastor Rick with part two of a message called When Your Setback Seems Irreversible.
Question: what frustrations have you never talked about? Let me ask you that question again. What frustrations have you never talked about? You've never talked to God about it, much less talked to a counselor about it or whatever. That frustration at work, that frustration in your marriage, that frustration with your body, that frustration in a relationship, a friendship with your parents, what, that frustration with that wacko relative of yours. and you're feeling, I don't like this, God, but you've never talked to God about it. God can handle it. The first step to trusting God on the road to comeback is to tell him exactly how you feel. That's the T. Tell him exactly how I feel. Now, the second way to trust God for a comeback, when everything looks fatal, final, and no way out of it, is the R in trust, that it stands for refuse to become bitter. Refuse to become bitter. Now, it's okay to tell God you're mad, or you're sad, or you're angry, or you're depressed, but you don't let that grief or frustration or worry turn into resentment and bitterness. Because really what bitterness is that bitterness is saying, I don't trust you, God. Bitterness is saying, I don't see the big picture. When those flames are coming around my life and I'm getting burned on every side, how could God allow this to happen to me? Bitterness is really saying, God, I don't understand what you're doing. And I'm not just mad, I'm bitter, I'm resentful. And that is like poison. Now, Job did not get bitter. He saw the big picture. And for some of you today, the first time, you're going to see the big picture with Job. You're going to read Job. There was nothing about marketplace in his life, but you're going to see the picture, the big picture of that God is still in control. Now, in Job 1, he says this: when everything bad happened to him, I came naked from my mother's womb, and I shall have nothing when I die. Now, let me just pause there. You know, I have three kids. I was there when they were all, you know, born. And they did come in with nothing. None of them brought toys. None of them brought a portfolio. None of them had a briefcase. So I know nobody comes into this world with something. You come in naked. And also, I would say that I have done hundreds, maybe thousands of funerals. And I've never seen a U-Haul parked on a gravesite. So in this passage, you come with nothing, you leave with nothing. That's true. He says, the Lord gave me everything I have, and he, it's his right to take anything away. Blessed be the name of the Lord. And it says in all of this, I want you to underline this, Job did not sin by blaming God. You know, if you were to study the book of Job, you'd find that the main question of the book is, will you love God and will you trust God no matter what happens? Why do you worship God? Why do you love God? Only when things go good? Or will you love God and serve God no matter what happens? Friends, this is the ultimate test of your faith. Will you worship God even though everything's going wrong in your life. You see, you are not promised a perfect life. This is not heaven. This is earth. And so your faith will be tested. An untested faith is really no faith at all. And a lot of times, things happen in your life. In fact, most of the times, we don't have an explanation, and you're never going to get an explanation. When bad things happen, there may be times you just have to say, I don't know. I don't get the big picture, but I trust that God is good. Life is not always good, but God is always good. And when I'm in the presence of God in eternity, one day in heaven, then I'm going to fully understand it. Right now, my brain isn't big enough to comprehend it. How do you trust God when your heart is breaking? How do you put your eyes on God when they're filled with tears? Well, the antidote to bitterness is not to just say, I don't want to be bitter. The antidote to bitterness is actually praise. It's worship. What is worship? It means focusing on God. Now, if you are sitting here today listening to me talk to you, and maybe you've never even been in church before, maybe this is the first time you're here, there are some things you need to know that we as Christians, no matter what happens in life, are thankful for. Job talks about these things in his book. Here are some facts of life that I know are true no matter what happens to me. Number one, God will never stop loving me. That's a big deal. Number two, God has a plan for my life and your life. Number three, God cares about every detail of my life and your life. Number four, God is in control of things even when I don't understand it. And number five, God will protect me. Those are things that I can build my life on when I don't understand why things are happening in my life. God is here, God is near, God cares, God is powerful, God can change it, God has a plan, purpose, and he's going to use it all for good. You know, earlier I mentioned that guy named Habakkuk, and I said that in the first, those three chapters of that book, they're all about the question, why? Why God? Well, look at this verse on your outline, Habakkuk 3, 17 and 18. Here's what Habakkuk did when he had a setback that looked like was irreversible. He says this, even though the fig leaves have no fruit, and even though no grapes grow on the vine, and even though the olive crop fails, and the fields produce no grain, and even though the sheep all die, and the cattle stalls are empty. What is he saying there? Even though everything in my life is a disaster, he says this, I'll still be joyful and glad because the Lord God is my Savior. What are you bitter about today? What is some bitterness that you've allowed to take root in your life? Said it earlier, bitterness is a poison. Bitterness destroys. It will eat you alive. It's like a cancer that will take over your life. When you are bitter, it always hurts you more than it does the person you're bitter at. Problem with bitterness is it doesn't hurt anybody else. It only hurts you. You can be bitter and the person you're bitter at, they don't even know it. They could be out having a party, eating a steak, celebrating, and it's destroying you. Now, if you're going to break through the setback to a comeback, you got to tell God exactly how you feel, but then you got to resist bitterness. And you need to realize two things. First, in an imperfect world, everything has been broken by sin, and there's always going to be plenty of disappointments to become bitter about. So don't be surprised at that. Jesus said, in the world, you will have tribulation and trials. But second, you need to remember that both bitterness, listen, both bitterness and happiness are choices. And every moment of your life, you're always choosing one or the other. And if you choose to be bitter, at the same moment, you're choosing to not be happy. Because you can't have both at the same time in your heart and your mind. So my question is, your pastor, someone who loves you, is this. Which one do you want? Happiness or bitterness? Job said, the Lord gave me everything I've ever had, and if he allows it to be taken away, I'm still going to trust him because I wouldn't even exist if it wasn't for God. I refuse to be bitter because of the setback. Now, here's the third step in trusting God. It's T-R-U. This is the U in trust. When you want to have a comeback, from a setback that seems irreversible. The T in trust, tell God how I feel. The R, refuse to be bitter. And the U in trust, acrostic, stands for unite with other people who will help me focus on God. Unite with people who will help me focus on God. Now, I want you to get this. It's very important. For any comeback, you're going to need other people with faith to back you up.
You're listening to Pastor Rick's Daily Hope. Rick will be back in just a moment with the rest of today's lesson. You can sign up for Pastor Rick's free email devotional at PastorRick.com. That's PastorRick.com.
It doesn't matter how much you work out or how healthy you may eat. If you're not feeding and exercising your spirit, you're going to feel run down and tired. You'll run out of gas. You've got to do more than just take care of your body. You've got to energize your spirit. And the best way to do that is with God's Word. That's why we've put together an incredible new tool called Re-Energize Your Life. In this first-of-its-kind guide created from Pastor Rick's most practical teaching, you will learn everything you need to know to re-energize your life the way God intended. This brand new, high-quality, vegan leather-bound, four-color journal experience book is a user-friendly, interactive powerhouse. Its eye-pleasing pages are packed with full-color devotionals, verses, and Bible teachings that will dramatically impact your spiritual life forever. Don't let your inner man or inner woman settle for a spiritually bland existence. Reach for more with this brand new tool called Re-Energize Your Life by Pastor Rick Warren. Today, when you support Daily Hope with a financial gift, we'll send you a copy of the book, Re-Energize Your Life by Pastor Rick Warren. Call 800-600-5004 to get yours, or you can visit PastorRick.com. That's 1-800-600-5004 or PastorRick.com. By the way, all this month when you support Daily Hope, a generous listener is going to match your gift up to $50,000. But we only have till midnight on June 30th. After that, we lose any part of the grant we haven't used. That's 1-800-600-5004 or PastorRick.com.
This is Pastor Rick's Daily Hope, the audio broadcast ministry of Pastor Rick Warren. Once again, here's Rick.
The T in trust, tell God how I feel. The R, refuse to be bitter. And the U in trust, acrostic, stands for unite with other people who will help me focus on God. Unite with people who will help me focus on God. Now, I want you to get this. It's very important. For any comeback, you're going to need other people with faith to back you up. You're going to need other people in your life who can actually believe God for you when your faith is shaky. This is why you must be in a small group of believers for regular fellowship. It's why I talk about the importance of a small group practically every other week. It's why this church is built on small groups. We have over 7,000 of these small groups. They will be your safety net when your setback happens in your life. And you cannot isolate yourself. Now, God never intends for you to go through life on your own. He never intends for you to go through grief or sorrow or tragedy or loss or difficulty or setback by yourself. He made us for each other. He wired human beings to need each other. We're better together. We're better in community. And the first thing God said to man when he created man is it's not good for man to be alone. Now, here's the problem. When you have a setback or I have a setback, when we're going through pain or suffering or sorrow or sadness or loss, the problem is our natural reaction to pain is to withdraw from others, to pull back. And we want to build a wall around ourselves. We want to build a shell. We want to put up barriers. We want to keep people at a distance. We don't want anybody close to us when we're in deep, deep pain. And God says, no, 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 no. That's the exact opposite of what you need to do. One of Job's friends gave this wise advice in Job. Notice this on your outline. His name was Elihu. And in Job 36, he says to Job, Job, don't let your anger and the pain that you've endured make you sneer at God. Reputation and riches can't protect you from distress, nor can you find safety in the dark world below. He's talking about the occult. Don't turn to evil as a way of escape, but God's power is unlimited. Others have praised God for what he has done, so join with them. If you're taking notes, I want you to circle the phrase, join with them. He says, other people have praised God, join with them. He said, that's how you're going to make it to the next step. You got to unite with others who are going to support you, encourage you, pray for you, be with you. They'll help you out. Now, where do you find those kind of friends who will lift you up when you're down? Well, a couple places. First, at weekend worship. It's where you are right now. That's why, by the way, for those of you who are watching online, I want to actually encourage you to come to a church service, because there are about a dozen more benefits that you receive by actually going to a church service and participating with other people instead of just watching remotely. You don't get all those benefits just by watching remotely. He says, join with others in worship. And then the second place that you find these kind of encouraging people is in a small group Bible study that meets on a weekly basis in a home or an office or a dorm room, and you need a small group for your setbacks. I could give you dozens of examples from my own personal life about how my small group has helped me through setbacks. Now, Job's friend noticed in that passage, he points out a couple of very important truths in what he says. First, he points out that pain is a great equalizer. In other words, disaster is impartial, and suffering is random. It hits everybody. When you're in pain, your possessions and your position and your power are worthless. It doesn't matter how much money you've got. If you're going through a marriage crisis that's tearing your heart up, it still hurts. Reputation and riches, he says, can't protect you from stressful setbacks. They don't help. But then Job's friend gives two pieces of very wise advice. And this is what you need to do when you have a setback that seems, you know, irreplaceable or, irretrievable. You can't come back from it. First, he says this. Here's his first advice. Never use evil to escape pain. He says, you know, you don't try to avoid it with, you know, doing drugs or getting drunk or doing something foolish like having an affair. You know, a lot of people become self-destructive when they're in pain. They know it's wrong, but still do it anyway, trying to relieve or escape their pain. The Bible says, you know what? You're only going to make it worse, make the problem worse. So he said, don't run from it doing something stupid. Second, Job's friend says, a better alternative is to increase the amount of time you spend hanging out with God's people. He says, join with them. Get with God's people who praise God, who are focusing on God. That's what worship is. And he says, join with them. When you are needing a comeback, don't try to do it on your own. Get with people who are God's people, who can build you up, encourage you, help you focus on God. When your heart's breaking, when you're confused, when you're down, when you feel like you're about to lose it all or you have lost it all, don't turn from God, turn to God. If you turn away from God, what's the alternative? Bitterness, despair, hopelessness. 1 Chronicles 16:11 says, go to the Lord for help and worship him. That means focus. Worship means focus on God's goodness. Life is not always good. I said that. But God is always good. Now, what should you ask for when you're talking to God about a comeback? When you've had a big setback, seems irreversible, like Job, well, you ask God to do a couple things. And they're right here in this passage. You ask him for wisdom, so you can have a clear perspective. And you ask God for strength, because you're going to need both God's wisdom and God's strength for your comeback. You can't do it on your own. Job 12, verse 13 says this, true wisdom and real power belong to God. From him, we learn how to live and also what to live for. You want to know how to live? You want to know what to live for? You're going to need God's wisdom. Where do you get that? From God. The second thing you ask God for is not just wisdom, but you ask him for strength. 1 Chronicles 16:11, there on your outline, says this, go to the Lord for help and worship him. Do you know that worshiping God actually relaxes you? Studies have shown it actually slows your heartbeat down, lowers your blood pressure. People who go to church, studies have shown this every week, live longer. Psalm 69, verse 32 says this, those who worship God will be encouraged. Worship makes you wiser. Worship gives you strength. Worship relaxes you. Worship encourages you because you remember that God is bigger than the problem and the setback you're facing. No TV program can offer that.
This is Pastor Rick's Daily Hope. Rick will be back in just a moment to close out our time together. But first, we wanted to let you know that you can sign up for Pastor Rick's free email devotional at PastorRick.com. That's PastorRick.com. Right now, I'd like to tell you about a great new study tool from Pastor Rick. It's called Re-energize Your Life. In this first-of-its-kind guided experience book, created from Pastor Rick's most practical teaching, you'll learn everything you need to know to re-energize your life the way God intended. This high-quality, vegan leather-bound, four-color journal experience book is a user-friendly, interactive powerhouse. Its eye-pleasing pages are packed full of color devotionals, verses, and Bible teachings that will dramatically impact your spiritual life forever. Don't let your inner man or inner woman settle for a spiritually bland existence. Reach for more with this guided experience book called Re-Energize Your Life by Pastor Rick Warren. Today, when you support Daily Hope with a financial gift, we'll send you Re-Energize Your Life by Pastor Rick Warren. Call 800-600-5004 to get this powerful resource. Or you can visit PastorRick.com. And remember, all this month, every financial gift received will be matched by a very generous donor up to $50,000. Don't miss out on a chance to have your financial gift doubled today. Again, that's 800-600-5004 or PastorRick.com. Here's Pastor Rick with a letter from one of our listeners.
Hi, everybody. Today I want to introduce you to Allison. She recently wrote me to tell how God had saved her from a life of prostitution and used Daily Hope to help her grow as a young Christian. Here's what she wrote. I grew up in an atheist family. And I was taught that people who believe in God are crazy, stupid, and brainwashed. I ended up being a hardcore drug addict for 15 years, and to pay for my habit, I sold my body on the street, and I was homeless. But I found a Bible in a hotel room where I was working, and the Lord radically saved me through His Word. Then an amazing church family embraced me fully and helped me to grow in the Lord. One day, Pastor Rick, I came across your TED Talk on the internet, and I was blown away. So I looked up your website and I downloaded the Daily Hope app. And I started listening to your sermons every single morning. I then bought the book, Purpose Driven Life, on audible.com. I've enjoyed it immensely. I am so blessed to give a monthly donation so you can share your message all over the world. Your Daily Hope messages have meant so much to me in the past year, and I'm just an infant in Christ. I appreciate all the encouragement that I get from listening to you. Thank you, Pastor Rick. You know, Allison, I can't thank you enough for writing to me and sharing your story. We live to get these letters, and it's so exciting to hear stories from people like you who have been radically touched and transformed by the message of hope through Daily Hope. And I appreciate you giving a monthly donation. Thank you for your prayers for this ministry, that we can pass this good news of hope on to others. I just want you to know that I'm going to be praying that God continues to use you in the lives of other people and to use Daily Hope to help you grow more like Jesus. God bless you, Allison.
When you give to Daily Hope, you are a part of getting God's life-changing word out to people like Allison. By the way, all this month when you support Daily Hope, a generous listener is going to match your gift up to $50,000. But you only have till midnight on June 30th. Call 800-600-5004 or you can visit PastorRick.com. That's 1-800-600-5004 or PastorRick.com. Be sure to join us next time as we look into God's Word for our daily hope. This program is sponsored by Daily Hope Ministries and your generous financial support.